Hey guys, Dil here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't. You mentioned something then, I didn't want to go into it, but now I can't not. Hitchhiking. Have you got a good hitchhiking story for us? It's something I've always wanted to do, but I don't know if I can.
Oh, yeah. I hitchhike across into Canada and across the US, all over Ireland. That was probably my funnest.
Yeah.
My auntie, she was getting into it. She was trying to set up a website that had a photo of every Irish pub and every Irish main town and a whole bunch of town life in Ireland. Kind of like a mini Getty Images, you know, she wanted to do this thing. She's Irish. So she paid me I said, look, I'll do it for chips, right? She didn't have a big budget. So I think she gave me €15 a day for a month to travel around Ireland. And so I used £5 at the pub, €5 in the pub, five for food, and then I kept five. I was earning a good day. Anyway, so I hitchhiked around Ireland with a tripod and my camera and whatever. And I spent the last, I forget how many days it was, but I think it was a couple of weeks in jail. So I had my two, yeah, and it's a good story. So I'm in the pub and in walks this bloke, and I think, I reckon he's a detective. I've bloody pegged him, right? So he saddles up next to me and, you know, we get chatting. And anyway, he's looking at me like, who's this bloody blowing? Is he here to bloody rob the joint? Is he, what is he going to do? Because I've been sleeping in trains and I've been sleeping behind the bushes of pubs and I've been just sleeping wherever the frig I could, right? I never paid for accommodation. Yeah. It's a waste of money. Anyway, we have a couple of pints and I think I had three pints and that was, you know, so I'd busted my budget for the day. And at the end of the conversation, he says, look, I'm a detective. I bloody knew it, yeah, mate. There's no one in the clink tonight. Do you want to just sleep in the police cell? Oh. And I said, shit, hell yeah, I do. It was warm. No worries. He gave me a lift there. Plainclothes cop, you know. And then what he did, so I just go from town to town and then he'd ring ahead and then that garter, the policeman, would ring ahead to the next one. So I just went from lockup to lockup.
What the hell?
Yeah, just slept in the clink.
Unbelievable. What the hospitality in Ireland is incredible.
Awesome. Yeah, so drugs has been about the only thing that has unpicked, because they're a very Catholic country too. They didn't have a crime problem until drugs, basically, until the 80s.
Wow.
Zero. And so their garda, their police, they're basically like they're really good sort of community citizens. They're not like here. It's the whole gun culture thing. Shit, we've ruined it. But yeah, over there it was really nice.
Thanks for listening to another Producey podcast. If you enjoyed the show, that'd be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, or even share with one of your friends, or you could do them all. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggest a guest, or advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producey.com. Thanks for tuning in, IllyXX.